People expressing growing concerns after carbon monoxide poisoning may have caused a neighbor's death. What could be the second tragedy of its kind in less than a year in this Delmarva town. Well, good evening. I'm Paul Butler. Welcome to WBOC News at 7. Well, with another death in Princess Anne possibly linked to carbon monoxide poisoning, there's now a growing concern in the community about safety. WBOC's Tashauna Gaines joins us live in Princess Anne tonight. And Tashauna, measures are being taken to make carbon monoxide detectors mandatory.
Princess Anne is seemingly battling with the curse of carbon monoxide poisoning. A family's tragic death just a year ago is linked here, but now this most recent case has brought even more concerns.
The death of a woman in this neighborhood in Princess Anne has people on alert again. Maryland State Police say Margaret Kersey's death may be linked to carbon monoxide poisoning. Town officials are not taking the most recent incident lightly, after 8 deaths in this town are already linked to the deadly gas.
One of our commissioners is very adamant about doing some type of legislation to require carbon monoxide detectors to be in our residential homes, especially from the rentals. And I also understand that the state is doing some type of initiative also.
After the Todd family was killed in 2015 from carbon monoxide poisoning, the Princess Anne Fire Department handed out CO detectors to a few communities. Brockett Square Apartments, where Margaret Kersey lived, did not have a detector. Sherman Cropper lives in the neighborhood and says that's concerning, and he wasn't aware they were handed out.
No, I ain't seen any. I ain't got even here. And as far as I know, no one else here got any. Probably would help a lot.
Though Kersey's cause of death is not official yet, the problem of CO poisoning for this small town has stirred a call for action.
The Maryland State Police are still determining the cause of death. We reached out for an update on the autopsy report, but by our deadline had not received a response. Reporting live in Somerset County, Tashauna Gaines, WBOC News, Princess Anne.
All right, Tashauna, thank you very much. We appreciate it. The Princess Anne Town Commissioners are giving the public a chance to weigh in on this issue. Town Commissioners will open discussions about the ordinance requiring mandatory carbon monoxide detectors at its next town hall meeting. It's set to be held on March 1st at 7 p.m. at the town hall in Princess Anne.